With 87% of our youth regularly using social media every day, it's definitely a double-edged sword. It provides some great opportunities for our young people, but it also causes some big challenges too. We're going to learn how to take control of social media and allow our youth to live life in person next on Engaging Today's Teens. Welcome to Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast by Youth for Christ. I'm Doug Fitzgerald, and I'm joined by Pastor Matt Schulte. Matt has been working with teens for over two decades, and now he's raising his own. Let's join him on this journey and learn how to engage today's young people. Now, Matt, social media is now a part of nearly every youth's life on a daily basis. And with a large portion of our young people's relationships being formed and developed through it, it's really important that we really tackle this issue. So as parents, how do we seriously observe what our youth are doing in regards to social media, and how do we help them as well?
So that's a great question. First thing I would start off and say is that if your teen, the teen you're thinking of, is on social media, they are having a bad experience with it.
Yep.
There is just no way around that. There is no way it is always a positive experience, and for the most part, it's negative.
And I think for us as adults, we need to look back as we're utilizing social media ourselves. Is it providing negative feelings and thoughts or positive ones? And a lot of times, it's negative.
You and I talked about this on a previous podcast, but when you, after scrolling Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever for 20 minutes, do you feel better about yourself?
Right.
The answer is no. And if you and I, as healthy adults who are balanced, who have faced trials in our life and have come out more resilient, if we struggle with it, it's that much more with the teens of today, because they do not have that positive self-talk. They most likely don't have the positive self-talk to bring themselves back up. They most likely don't have those positive life experiences that can help them rebound. And so, again, if your student is on social media, they are having a bad experience.
And it can cause, you know, issues in their lives as well. I saw a 2019 study before the pandemic of more than 12,000 13 to 16-year-olds. It found that using social media more than three times a day predicted poor mental health and well-being in teens. So obviously it's impacting them.
Yeah, and it's three times a day. I don't think I know a student that only checks times a day, right? Like, I've seen studies, it's something crazy, like teens touch their phones 50 times a day, you know, every 5 or 10 minutes. And that would not surprise me at all. That would be my experience. And every time you touch that phone and pull up social media, what seeds are you planting in your heart? You're planting in your heart discontentment because you're looking at the great lives of others and comparing yourself. You're planting seeds of rejection because you posted and not enough people are liking or responding to your post. And so those seeds can really dig down deep into our lives. And that's true of you and me, and it's true of our students. And so I just really, really want to continue to, I think there's flags being waved on this, but we've got to wave the white flag and say, this is not healthy for teens.
There are social and political issues now that are rearing up, and they're dividing people, and social media really kind of feeds that fire in people's lives. And it involves our young people as well.
Yep. It has a tendency to inflame disgust and, you know, towards others, and devalue other people based on something they said or didn't say. And so it really hasn't been healthy. Matter of fact, we just took a bunch of kids, high school kids, to camp this last week. And when we take kids to camp, we take away their phones. They can use them on the way to camp, but before they get out of the bus, they have to turn them in. And so we lock them up for the week and put them away. And the first night, there's always like this little tick that kids have. You know, they're feeling their pocket to see if they got their phone. But this year, just like in previous years and in previous trips, on that last day when we hand phones out, I mean, a kid literally said, "I don't really want to turn Instagram back on." You know, they realize the freedom they had when they lived life in person. Mm. And that's, I think, that becomes the mantra to teens. The mantra doesn't become social media is evil, but the mantra should be live life in person. Be where you are. Talk to the people in front of you, not to the people that are hiding behind a screen.
So what action steps can we take then as adults to help our young people live life in person?
So some of this might sound a little similar to when we talked about gaming a while ago, but the principles are true, and the principles we can come back. Number one, we got to be curious. You know, ask good questions. If we just walk in with a heavy hand and say, ain't happening, we're shutting this down, that can create some real some real fighting, right. I guess might be a basic word. But we need to first address it by being curious. Last week, I was taking some teens home, two teen boys home, and I just said to them when we got in the car, hey, summer's been going on for a while. Are you using your phone a lot? And they said, yeah, I am. Well, and then I asked them, when you're using your phone, are you looking at things that are healthy? That's all I ask. Are you looking at things that are healthy? We might ask a kid, are you eating healthy foods? Let's right. ask them if they're right. looking at healthy right. things. And I got two very different answers. The first kid goes, well, I've probably seen some things I shouldn't. And the second kid said, yeah, I recognize that in my life. And so I tried to turn my phone off a lot more this week. And my screen time report came back and I had used my phone 56% less this week than last
wow.
week. And so be curious. Just ask them a basic question. Are you using your phone? Are you looking at things that are healthy? Then after we've kind of begun that conversation, then I think we should establish healthy boundaries. Perhaps you could require a social media fast. Hey, we're not going to do social media this weekend and just try it out. Or we're not going to do it for a day, or we're going to turn it off for a week. And, literally delete the app from their phones and, you know, lock them out from the ability to download it and do sort of a required fast. So be curious, establish healthy boundaries, and then, and maybe this one should be first, we need to model healthy habits right. ourselves. It's easier to hide behind a screen than it is to live out a life of vulnerability, a life of being in person and having real conversations with people. And so we tend to hide as well. So we've got to model healthy habits for students ourselves.
And that means getting involved in their lives. How important is it, and I know where you stand on this, but how important is it for us then to encourage our young people to get involved with other activities? You know, whether it's camps, whether it's sporting activities, encourage them to have activities even at your home so that they are directly interacting with people.
And that you may need to substitute, right? Like right. you may need to do, because if they just turn off social media and start playing video games, right. you know, doesn't really help. But we just bought my son a new game, a board game that requires interaction. And we gave it to him for his birthday recently. And we've played it a couple times, and he's going to play with friends. And so it might even be just seeding some new yeah. idea. It doesn't have to be, you're signing up for cross country, kids, right. 7 a.m., you're out and you're running. It could be some big activity like that, but it can also be a new hobby, a new interest. It can be, I know kids that are into RC car racing, you know, maybe it's getting him an RC car and encouraging him to try something new out that lives life in person. So you may need to do some substituting. There's no doubt about it.
We bought a paddleboard. How weird does that sound? For our 21 and 24-year-olds and their friends, because they want to come over, utilize a paddleboard and something that they can do together outside, away from everything else.
So. There you go. Great ideas.
All right. Let's talk about slang of the day. What's the slang of the day?
So another term I've seen around a little bit is buy the dip. Okay, so you and me,
right.
we look at that and we go, I know what that means. Stock market's down, let's buy it so it goes back up. But this, in modern slang, it's actually sarcasm. You know, things have tanked and you just say, well then, buy the dip. You know, you're just being sarcastic. You're not actually expecting things to go back up. Things have tanked, they're probably gonna stay in the tank, so just buy the dip. Own it, be where you are, buy the dip.
There you go. All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much. Today's show, again, is important for our young people, but I think it's just as important for us as adults as well. We want to thank you for listening to this episode of Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast brought to you by Youth for Christ. The Lincoln Area Youth for Christ is a non-denominational, nonprofit organization serving over 2,400 youth in the Lincoln community and surrounding areas. If you'd like to learn more about their life-changing ministries, go to yfclincoln.org. Again, that's yfclincoln.org. And don't forget to click subscribe to Engaging Today's Teens on your favorite podcasting app. We'll see you next time.